And if somebody says, I'm not going to do something, and you agree with him that maybe I'm not going to vote for that man, you agree with him, you say, well, I'm
not going to vote for him.
Or another way you might say that would be, well, something am I. I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you might say, well,
well, he's not either.
Okay, and talking about yourself, you might say, something am I, or you might say, well, me.
No, I won't vote for him.
Okay, me.
I would not.
Okay, would you say, would you be more likely to say, neither am I, or me neither?
Either.
Which
I
one?
Say either, me.
Okay, let's do that in a either. Conversation. I'm not going to vote for that guy.
Myself, either.
Okay. We've done all these. Any place where you bend, your body bends, is called a what? That's a... Yeah, but that place where they bend, what do you call that? You might say, I'm aching in all my...
Joints.
Okay. And if somebody's been sick, and he's up around a little bit, but he still doesn't look very good. How would you describe that? You say, well, he still looks a little bit...
A little bit frail, see.
Okay. Any other ways that you might describe that if he maybe has a particular color in his face or something? Any other way you might say
pretty pale.
Okay. And what about a really a person who can lift heavy weights? And you know, if you've got something that requires a lot of strength, he's really robust and healthy. How would you describe him?
He's a giant.
Okay. How other ways?
Strong. Muscle.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout?
Stout, yeah. Stout.
That means a strong person?
Yes, right.
Would you ever use the word stout to describe, say, butter that's getting too old?
Well, that'd be strong.
You'd say that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever say that? I know you told me you might say butter is rancid.
Rancid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you'd also might say it's pretty stout.
Strong, yeah, that's right.
You'd say stout or strong either.
It would be pretty strong.
Strong, yeah, okay. And some a person who is always has a smile on his face and never gets mad, you'd say he's really a
friendly fellow.
Okay. And maybe when a boy is in his teens and he grows tall very quickly and he's not well coordinated, maybe when he comes in the room, you know he's going to fall over something. What would you say? He's so...
clumsy.
Okay. And if a person keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you say, oh, he's just a plain...
crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever use the word fool?
Fool, yeah, we use that too. Fool. Yeah.
Does that mean, is that, if you say that, is it worse than crazy, or it just means all about the same?
Well, yeah, I'd say it was all just about the same.
Okay. Talking about somebody that we talked about this, but a person who never spends his money, you say he's a real...
Spender, yeah.
Okay. If somebody that you care about has gone, say to Tifton or somewhere, and you thought they'd be back early, and it's getting quite late, how would you say you might say, well, you wouldn't say that you feel easy. You might say, I feel a little bit.
I feel a little bit drowsy.
Okay. And to indicate that you're afraid they might have, you know, maybe a wreck or something. You're just a little bit concerned about them. How would you say that? You might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong. It's not awfully late, but somehow I feel a little bit...
Yeah, a little bit... uneasy or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.